And v'ish tfuna yidlenu. And a smart person could understand it. Drash v'ish tfuna yidlenu means heaven. Oh, that's the next Rashi. Right, Mark explains now. Mayim malmukim etza b'leiv ish. And sometimes a person just in his mind can understand something. Ze'ula. This was Ula. So Rashi says, Ze'ula amnifuam. She'evim midvorav sh'rabba bar b'achona. Tois. That Ula understood from Rabba b'achona that he made a mistake. V'chazeh be'bishis. Therefore, Ula looked at him with a bad eye. Looked at him with a little, with an expression. V'saw some dvor. He just kept quiet. So Omar lo klum, he didn't tell him anything. Vainu eitzah b'levish, the knocket lay b'libei, v'omar lo marmata came. Kach, he didn't ask him, why did you say this? Just looking at him, b'lev, in his heart, he understood what he meant. That's what Ula told him, that you said something wrong. And also, Rabba bar b'chonu, that says, heven, mahoye b'libo shel Ula, shoye mesako boy. That Rabba b'chonu looked at Ula, and he saw, he understood that Ula meant to tell him something. So therefore, it was not like Rabbi Bar Bachana. He said that Rabbi Yochanan said over Yoni make a Boromir Eish only on Moitzoy Shabbos and not on Moitzoy Yom Kippur. And Ula said he never said that. Now the Gemara explains Rabbi Bar Bachana, the Inu Kaman Savru, who do they hold like? Rashi Inu Kaman Rashi Ula, the Rabbi, Shlorotz Lohoygis Adivre Rabbi Abba. They weren't Moida, who does Ula hold like? And the Marquis heard the Yom Rebbe Yomer Bar Yefes, like Rebbe Yomer said over the name of Bar Yefes, Rebbe Yomer Bar Yefes said over that Omer Rebbe Yechon said like this: Mevorchin ala or, you do make a bracha on the or on there, bein b'moitzoy Shabbos, bein b'moitzoy Yom Kippurim, and that's the way we hold halacha that every moitzoy Shabbos we make a bracha borim miyareish, and who are then on moitzoy Yom Kippur after Yom Kippur also we make a bracha. He's not like Rebbe said before in the name of Rebbe Yechon. Only Moitzoy Shabbos and not Moitzoy Yom Kippur. No, we hold even Moitzoy Yom Kippur also, you have to make a bracha, Borim Yireish. And the Gemara says, V'cheinu Amadvar. That's the way Rashi says, Noig. That's the meaning. That's the way we act. That even Moitzoy Yom Kippur also, we make a bracha, Borim Yireish. Even though the Or was created on Moitzoy Shabbos, so that's the reason why we make a bracha on Moitzoy Shabbos, but Yom Kippur also will soon see why we make a bracha. Real, Taisa speaks out. Is every time you have hanoi, you have enjoyment from light, from fire, you should make a bracha. Because you're not allowed to have enjoyment without making a bracha. Just like you can't eat something without making a bracha. Only if the hanoi goes inside the goof. But here the hanoi you have that you could see something through the light, that's not called enjoyment that goes into the body. If we don't have to make a bracha, the Yafagad the Mevorchin al Or Hashemish b'chol yom, even though every day by Yitzam Oris we make a bracha to thank Hashem created the sun. Haynu Mishum Shemeschadish b'chol yom, because like a chiddush, something happens every single day. The sun comes out new every day, but something that's here the whole time and the Hanor doesn't go inside the body, we don't make a bracha. Why do we make a bracha then? A Borim Yireish. But some say it's not a Birchas Hanen. It's not because you're having Hanor from it. It's because since it's like a Birchas HaShvach, since the Or will soon see was created on Moitzoy Shabbos, that's why we make a bracha, Borim Mireish, on Moitzoy Shabbos. It's like a Shvach, we're thanking Hashem that He created it. Tomorrow says, Meitzvei Avakasha now. It says here, Ein Mevorchin Al Or, Ela B'Moitzoy Shabbos. No, you only make a bracha, Borim Mireish, only on after Shabbos, but not on after Yom Kippur. Since the Or, the fire, was first created on Moitzoy Shabbos. That's why we make a bracha on Moitzoy Shabbos. As soon as you see the fire, mivorach miyad, you're supposed to make a bracha right away. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Sardrin ala kois. He does the way we do. We don't make the bracha right away as soon as you see the fire, but rather we wait till we make havdolah. And when you have your kais of yayin there, you make the seder and you make the bor priagofin, then you make the bor nimasamim, then you make the bor miresh. You make it the seder al hakais, not as soon as you see the fire right away, but rather wait until you put it on the by the kais. The yomer Rabbi Yechanan halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yechanan said also we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So what shver? Here you see you only make a bracha bor miresh only on Moitzoy Shabbos. And not in Moitzoy Yom Kippur. I, Ula, before Paskin, that Rabbi Yechon himself is also Moidon, that on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, you do have to make a bracha. So it's a Steven Rabbi Yechon. Now the Gemara Lakash, there's no theory here. Kan Baor Sheshova, Kan Baor Hayotzim Min Oitzim Min Havonim. That there's a chiluk, what type of a fire you have to make a brocha on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, to the regular Moitzoy Shabbos. On a regular Moitzoy Shabbos, we make a brocha on Eish that we created right then. If you take a match and strike and make the fire right then, that's enough to make a Boromir Eish on Moitzoy Shabbos. Mashenken on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, you can't strike a match and make new fire to make the brocha. You could only make a brocha on Moitzoy Yom Kippur if the fire was Shavas the whole Yom Kippur. Shavas means, as Rashi, Bor Shavas, Shohoya Vasheves Shedola Kayim, it was resting the whole day. It's resting for not doing a malacha. Shedolak bet, it was written beheter. Kagoin chai, either somebody was sick, v'chein choylo oiner ha-delak mer of Yom Kippur. Or else you lit the fire before Yom Kippur. Then mevorchen afa moitzoy Yom Kippurim. Such a fire that was lit before Yom Kippur, and it was burning the whole Yom Kippur, that's called it was resting on Yom Kippur, that it wasn't created on Yom Kippur, such a fire you make a bracha on moitzoy Yom Kippur. Tehi bracha mishum the davar chidishu. This is called the davar chidishu. Shloinene min or hayoim. That you don't have any hanor from fire on Yom Kippur. Like you can't cook, you can't do anything with the fire on Yom Kippur. So therefore, since you didn't have hanor the whole day, now on moitzoy Yom Kippur is the first time you could have enjoyment from it, we make such a bracha. That's why in Yom Kippur it has to be fire that was shavas, that was created from before Yom Kippur, and was burning the whole Yom Kippur. Mashenken on moitzoy Shabbos, then you can even use Ba'or Hayotzim Oitzim. The Nivra Achshav, if you strike the match right now on Moitzoy Shabbos, you can make a bracha from that fire. Is but Ein Mavarach Nelva Moitzoy Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, you can't make a bracha if you strike a match now and lit a fire now. Eloba Moitzoy Shabbos. Shafu Tchilas Briyas Orem. Because on Moitzoy Shabbos is a new Svarom, since Musunsi Adam Arishim first created the fire. On Moitzoy Shabbos, yes, every Moitzoy Shabbos will I thank Hashem for the creation of fire. So even though you first strike the match and make the fire come out now, you're allowed to make the bracha Borei Mireish. Mashenken Moitzoy Yom Kippur, fire wasn't created then. So Moitzoy Yom Kippur is a new svarim. If you have fire that you couldn't have hanor from it the whole Yom Kippur, and now it comes Moitzoy Yom Kippur that you could have hanor from it, that's why you make a bracha. So lachri, that's why some people have a candle lit in the house the whole Yom Kippur, today that a Moitzoy Yom Kippur could light the Avdolah candle from that fire. Or else you should try and use the pilot light if you had. A pilot light usually is on the whole Yom Kippur. So you could light it from the pilot light. If you don't have it, I think the lachri, there are some people that make them, if you strike a match first, and then you light another candle from that fire, that's also all right with the Yevit. But Yom Kippur is different than Moitzoy Shabbos. Moitzoy Shabbos was thanking Hashem because that's the time the fire was created. On Yom Kippur, it's like a shrach that this is the fire that we couldn't use the whole day, and now we can first start using it. Martoni Chode, one brice it says, Or hayyotzim and eitzim and havonim mevorchin alov. If you have fire right now, Moitzoy Shabbos, that you created now, you made it come out of the eitzim and the havonim, you could make a bracha on it. But Tony Chodem, one bracha says, no, ein bevorchen olov. You can't make a bracha on Moitzoy with the fire that you lit a match right now. And the Gemara Lakash is no stira. Kanda Moitzoy Shabbos. On a regular Moitzoy Shabbos for Havdolah, you could strike a match now and make new fire. Because the bracha now was a shrach that the fire was created on Moitzoy Shabbos. So even though you're making the fire now, that's mutter. Vashenken kanda Moitzoy Yom Kippurim. But on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, that you can't use. You can't use fire that you first made now on Moitzoy Yom Kippur. You have to light the Havdolah candle from a fire that was lit the whole Yom Kippur. Right. Rebbe Mefazrin. When Rebbe went to make the Havdolah, he was Mefazrin means he first, as soon as he saw an or, he made a Boromir Reish. Like Rashi says, Rebbe Mefazrin. Rebbe Keshiro or, as soon as he saw fire on Moitzoy Shabbos, the Baruch Olav Miyad. When they brought him the b'samim, lipsayv shom avarach aleihem, he made the bracha on b'samim later. As he spread the brachas out, as soon as he got fire, he made a bracha. As soon as he got b'samim, he made a b'rumim b'samim. Rabbi Chiya Mechansen, Rabbi Chiya did the way we do now. Mechansen trashi ala kais k'may shana waisim. We make all three brachas right away on the kais one after another. We wait till we have our kais of yayin, then we make a b'rumim priyagofin, we make a b'rumim b'samim, then b'rumim reish, and then we make avdala. Omer Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Avdimi, Afal Pi Shrebi Mefazron, even though Rebbe Mitchil, as soon as he saw the fire, made a bracha, then he made Besomim, then he made Abdullah, when he went back home, he said it all over again on the Kais when he made Abdullah. Why do you say a second time? He might see his wife and his children. See, he himself was Yaitzi with Aish and the Besamim as soon as he saw them. But he might see for his own house, he first did it on the coast. Fred Gemara, is it true? The orb of Moitsoi Shabbos Ivri was fire first created on Moitsoi Shabbos? Like we're saying, that's why we make the bracha Borum Yireish on Moitsoi Shabbos by Abdullah. To thank Hashem that fire was created then. What time we learned like this in the Brayson? Asara Devorim Nivro B'Era Shabbos. There are 10 things that were created Era Shabbos. Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes. Eluhain. These are the 10 things. The air. That's the Be'er Shomiriam. The Trashi. Be'er Shomiriam. Sela was the stone. Shiyotzer Menu Amayim. The water came out of the stone. The Hamon. The Mon. The Klal Yisrael lived with in the Midbar. The Keshes. The rainbow. These were all created on Era Shabbos. Right before Bein HaShemoshes. So these were the last things to be created on Sheshish and Mebrashis. Ksav, what does Ksav mean? Rashi says, Kriyas Shem Moisius. The way we read, the way we read Aleph Beis, the way we read the words, that was also created Bein HaShemoshes. Or Michtav, Rashi says, Michtav means Chakikoson v'tzuroson. The tzur of the Yois, how you write down the Yois is. There's two things, the way we read it and the way it's written. The Haluchais, the Luchas also was created then, the Kivro Shemoshah, where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, Umara Shomad by Moshe, and in the Mara in the cave that Moshe stood, the Shasi Su Hashem, and the Bosa says, the Samticha Benikra Satsur Ad Ovri, he was in a cave when HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by, and that's when Moshe saw the back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Elio, the Mara that Elio and Nabi was in, and the Psichas Piyosan, the Indian by Bilam, that his donkey was able to talk back to him, Upsichas Piyaretz, and by Adas Korach, that the earth swallowed up Korach Vadosai, Livloyes Rishoyim, swallow up Rishoyim. All these things were created of Bein HaShemoshes. Rabbi Nechemya Weimer, Mishumoviv Afor. Even fire was created then. This is the Kashem. Here you see fire was created on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes, the Aperid and a mule. A mule was also created then. So Rashi says the Aperid, Ein Kol Chodesh Tachat HaShemesh. Uperid Rish Shenivra Minoritz, Uleidbon Menaklayim. The first mule didn't come from a horse and from a donkey, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the first mule. When was that created? That was created Bein HaShemoshes. Rabbi Yashi Raime Mishum Aviv Af Ayil. Even the Ayil Drash Shel Avram. Avram Avinu's Ayil that he used after the Kedesh HaYitzchok was also created then. The Hashem Drash Yas Kimin Tolas type of a worm for you that he used to use to slice the stones for the Beis HaMikdash. So that was created also Bein HaShemoshes. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer Af HaTzavas, even pliers was also created. Rashi Tzavsom, Shoshin Ashtav HaNefochim. What do they call it? The, what? No, they make the, when you make a Nefochim, when you make a metal like, to hold the metal with, clamps. Tongs, there are tongs, right. So the tongs was also created, right, Bein HaShemoshes. And who are Yehuda? Tzavsa b'tzavsa m'tzavda. How do you make a tongue with another one? B'tzavsa k'maisa, but who made the first one? That's Manovid. Manovid lav beri yebidei shemayim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first one. The first one. So that's that when was this created? Bein HaShemoshes Era Shabbos. That's Womsha. Omale, another one said, Efshe yasena b'tfus. No, you can make the first tongue in a tfus, in a mold. The yikvenu. Kivun, you can make it very good. Halaya Briya B'Yodim. According to this pshat, the first tongue could have been made from B'day Yodim. Yeah. So the first says, alright, exactly what this means, I'm not sure. Zechun Yonim here, who made the first tongue like, the first type of appliance? Was it made Minar Shemayim, or was it made B'day Yodim at the Machloikis here? But I call upon what's negated to us is it's a stira. We're saying the reason why we make a bracha Borim Yireish on Moitsoi Shabbos is because the fire was created first Moitsoi Shabbos, and here it says the fire was created on Erev Shabbos. And the Merle Kasha. Hor b'or didon, hor b'yor di gehenim. I'll tell you, one of some of our fire that we use, that's created Moitsoi Shabbos. After it says, or was created Bein HaShemoshes, that's the or of gehenim. That was created before. So the Mara b'or didon, the Moitsoi Shabbos. So the Mara answered this, the or didon, our fire that we use, was created Moitsoi Shabbos. Or the gehenim b'yor Shabbos. But the fire for Gehenim, that was created on Erev Shabbos. For the Gemara, is that true? The or the Gehenim, the fire that's in Gehenim, the Erev Shabbos Ivri, was it only created on Erev Shabbos? But Tanya, we learned, Shiva, Devorim, Nivro, Kredim, Shinivroilim. There are seven things that were created before the whole world was created. Seven things. V'Elohim, these are them. Torah, we always said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu borrowed the Arisa, Stakal Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and from there created the world. So Torah was created before the world was. Utshuva, the Indian to do tshuva, the Gan Eden, the Makom to get tzchar for tzaddikim, uGehenim, the Makom that Rishonim get the punishment, the Kisei HaKovid, whatever that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKovid, uBeis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, was all created before this world was. uShmoi Shel Mashiach, the Mashiach's name, the Indian that there'll be a Gula Shleima, was created before the whole world. Yeah. Now what's the Raya? Torah Dichtiv Hashem Konani Reishis Darkoi. So Rashi says, Reishis Darkoi, Kodim L'Shad Drochim, V'Odi Armin L'Yel, Haksar Be'er HaShabbos, B'Ksov and Shaluchos, V'Zawai Saksuvim Metchila Beish, Shchor Ragabi Levonim. His Tiksav and the Luchos, that was created on Erev Shabbos. But the fact that Torah was written in fire, black fire, Agabi Levonim, Agabi White, that was created before the Bria Soilim. Right, the Tshuva Dichtiv, B'Terem Horim Yuladu. Shashim, B'Terem Horim Yuladu, B'Boras Midas Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Indian to do tshuva before the world was created. Because why says the world cannot be created unless there will be an Indian from tshuva. Now, without tshuva, when a person does a chet, he deserves to get mitzvah right away. So people will never live. So there had to be an Indian to do tshuva before the world was created. Ksav, how do we know the ksav? Toshiv en ha-shadaka. Batay meshuva ben ha-yodim. So this is for tshuva. It's the sif temri lado, or sif toshav and shadaka, but temri shuva and yodim. The people did tshuva. Trashe toshav and shadaka, and yedak lebobu lefonecha. Gan eden dichsiv, vayita Hashem lakim dan gan veedin, mikedim, from before. Trashe muktem loilam, before this world there was Indian of Gan Eden. Gehenim, dichsiv ki oruch, meyesmo tofte. And this goes on Gehenim. Tifta means if you listen to Yetzirah, that's where you go. Rosh Tifta. She called him a spata, be Yitzroy Neufushum. Whoever listens to the Yetzirah goes into this place. So this is the Kasha. Here it says Gehenim was created before the world. And we want to say now that the fire for Gehenim was first created when? On Erev Shabbos. So it's a Sira. Kise Yaakovido be Semitish Tiv, Kise Chvoid Morim, Merishoin. Yemok Mikdishenu. So it says, Merisha from before was the Kisa Kovr in the Beis HaMikdash. Shumai Shom Mashiach, the Siv, Yi Shumai Lo'olam, Lefnei Shemesh Yinoin, Yishmai. So Mashiach's name is also here from before. So, but the quote, the Kasha to us is about Gehenim. We're saying now the fire was first created on the Erev Shabbos. And here it says Gehenim was created way before the world. And the more Amri, I'll tell you, Chalolahu de Nivro Kodim Shinivroilam. The hollow place of Gehenim, the Chalala, the hollow place of it, was created before the world was created. The already day, but the fire in the hollow place, the fire in Gehenim, I tell you, that was created by Erev Shabbos. Smell is no stira. Shashi Chalala, Chalal shall Gehenim, Koidim Briyas Olam, V'Tirutzahu. The fire was only created on Erev Shabbos, so Kitzah we have, the Mokum of Gehenim was created before the world. The fire was created on Erev Shabbos. And the fire that we use was created on Matzoy Shabbos. Fred Gemara, the already day of Erev Shabbos Ivri, is that true? That the fire for Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos first? Well, Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, or Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, the fire that Kodesh Baruch Hu created on the second day of Brias Olam, the second day, ain't like Kfil Olam. That fire will never go out. So what fire never goes out? The fire of Gehenim. Is the trash says ain't like Kfil Olamis, Shu'or Shal Gehenim. That was the fire of Gehenim. So this is a stira. Here we're saying now that the fire of Gehenim was created the second day. And we're saying no, the fire was created on Erev Shabbos. So it's a stira in the fire itself. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Vayetzu v'ro v'tigri ha'noshim ha'poshim bi. They went out and they saw the dead people that poshim did averis. Ki tolosom lo Thomas. Because their worms that go into them will not die. The Asham Matichbir, and their sins will never go out. In other words, the Or Gehenim always stays there. So Mashal explains, even though usually Yerushalayim only have Yud Beis Chadoshim 12 months in Gehenim, that's Tamar Rosha. But there are some people that are Bekursim, people that are Gefelech, that stay in Gehenim Loilam. So the fire of Gehenim never goes out. V'yomer Rabbi Bno Brei the Rabbi Ula Mifnei Malo Nema Kitoiv V'Sheni V'Shabbos. How come in the second day on Monday it doesn't say Kitoiv by the Bria Soilam? Mifnei Shenivru Boy Or Shegehenim. Because that was the day that the Or Shegehenim was created. So Hashem didn't want to say Kitoiv on that. V'yomer Rabbi Loz Afal Pikein Afal Pishto Nema Boy Kitoiv. Even though on Yom Sheni it doesn't say Kitoiv, Chaz of a Kol of a Shishi. On the sixth day it says it twice, Kitoiv, to be curled even for Gehenim also. Shenema v'yarul akiv as kol asherose v'inei toiv moid. But not a second time, the sun says toiv moid. Yeah. But I was saying that this Kitoiv goes on the second day, this one. Kitoiv moid even goes on the brias of Gehenim, is also toiv moid. So, Ela Sochur, we have a theory now. We're saying now at the fire, you have a theory. When was the fire created? One drush is the fire was created on the second day. And then we have a Gemara that says the fire was created on Erev Shabbos, at the Stira. Ela like this, the Gemara says, Chalolo Kodim Shinivroilam. The Chalol, the Mokum of Gehenna was created before the whole world was created. The already day, the fire of Gehenna, Bisheni Bishabbos. That's true. The fire was created on the second day. So what was created then on Erev Shabbos? We have a Bryce that says there were seven things, 10 things created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, and one of them was added onto it was fire. Marbi or didan, and the fire that we use, the ma'achshava all the liborois, the Erev Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in his mind that it should be created on Friday, Ben Hashmashos. Aber l'maisa v'lo nivro ad Mitzvah Shabbos. It didn't come to existence until Mitzvah Shabbos. Titania, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Shnei Devorim Olav Ma'achshava Liboris. There are two things that a person had in his mind, Kosh Baruch had in his mind to create, the Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos Takam, v'loinivroad Moitzoy Shabbos. But it wasn't created until Moitzoy Shabbos. Over Moitzoy Shabbos, not in the Kosh Baruch Hu, Deya B'yodam Rishon. On Moitzoy Shabbos, the Kosh Baruch Hu gave special Deya, special Chochmah, to Odom Rishon. Me'ein Dugma Shomala, something like there is a Chochmah in Shemayim. V'hevi Shnei Avonim, Odom Rishon, with his great Chochmah, got on Moitzoy Shabbos, took two stones, V'tochnan, he struck them together, Zu b'zu, V'yotzim en or. That's how the fire came out. V'evi shtei v'heimois, and he also took two animals, V'akivon zu b'zu, he made them together, V'yotzim en peret. From that came out a mule, that he took a horse and a donkey together, and that together they came out, they give birth to a mule. So the pshat was, there's no stereo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create an Erev Shabbos, but the Meister wasn't created until Mitzvah Shabbos. Rashi says, V'tochnon, Tach v'ikav v'shifshu zeh b'zeh, took and he struck the two stones together until fire came out of it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Tered b'yimei onohoye. No, Odom Rishim wasn't the first one to make a mule, but rather happened later on by Ono. Shenema, the apostle says by Ono, the apostle writes in Bereishis, Hu Ono Asher Motze Esayamim b'midbar. Ono was the one that found the yamim, that means the mules, in the midbar. She was the first one to have mules. V'rador Sheikh Hamuras, the people that Darshim Sukim, Rashi says, Mikroy Estumim. If you have a apostle that we don't understand what it means, these people went down to Darshan it. That's called Dorshei Chamuris, the hard things, the hard psukim. Hoye Waimrim. Ono psul hoye. This person, Ono, he himself was a psul, means he wasn't born legally. He was born with a psul, we'll soon see. Trashi psul hoye. Sheochiv me'imoy hoye oviv. That who was his father? His brother was his father. In other words, his brother was Boel, his own mother, and she gave birth to Ono. That's what happened. Svoyan was really his brother. And then Tzvoyin was boiled his own mother, and he gave birth to Onan. So Onan's brother was his father. So that's called, he was a psul. He came out of Apostle Obia. He came out that his own brother was boiled his mother. That's how Onan came out. Lefika chevi psul elam. Therefore, he was the first one also to bring a psul. He brought a mule to the world. Now, what's a mule? That's a horse and a donkey together. So since he was psul, he was zeichet to do this. Shrat yeh. Shenam the Apostle says, Eila b'nei Seir, these are children of Seir, Hachuri, Oksiv Eila b'nei Tzvoin, these are children of Tzvoin, V'ayav Ono. Kondosais Ono was a son of Tzvoin. So, Elamalamet, Shabot Tzvoin al Imoi, Vorlev b'menu Ono.
for Tesira. Another pasuk is Mashma Elu Bnei Seir that Tzivoyin was a brother to Ina. And there it says Tzivoyin was a father Ina. That there it is that she was both. He was his father and his brother because he was Boil Alimai. Tzivoyin was Berla's own mother and he gave birth to Ona. Trashi. Ona Ela Bnei Seir. V'Tzivoyin V'Ona. And it says in the pasuk Tzivoyin and Ona. Mashma their brothers. Alma Ochav Hoya. That Tzivoyin and Ona were two brothers. Also, the next pasuk says, "Ela b'nei Tzivoyin." These are the children of Tzivoyin. Ve'ayav Yona. It says on it. So it's just a stira. Alma b'nei Hoyim. It says it was his brother. And then it says it was his son. How could that be? It's true. It was both. Tzivoyin was Berla's mother, and he had Ona. So he was a psul. Therefore, he was the one to create the mule. And more of a Dilma Trey on heavy. Maybe there are two different people on it. What's the stira? Amarova Amina Milsa. The Shava Malka lo yomer. I'm going to say over that even Shava Malka didn't say it. Omani Shmuel. Because I'll explain you pshat here. He meant to say that even Shmuel didn't know this pshat. And Ika the Ami Sam said he meant to say like this. Omar Papa said, Amina Milsa, I'll tell you something. The Shava Malka lo yomer Omani Rava. That even Rava didn't know what it meant. That Omakra, the Pasuk says, who honor? What are we dashing? Who honor? Who honor the Mikora? This is the same honor that we're talking about the Pesukim before. But don't think they're two different people. No, they're the same person. So the Maisa was Ona's brother, was Boyle's own mother. So therefore, Tzivoyin was Ona's father and Ona's brother. He was a psul. Rashi says, Shmuel Korale Rava Shava Malka. Rava called Shmuel Shava Malka, Mishum the Boki Hoye Bedinin. Shmuel was a big Boki in Dinim. We pass like Shmuel by Dinim Omnis. Kedin Hayotzmi Pia Melech. Like something that comes out of a king. Shemiskayim, you listen to it. Veshavar mimelech parsoyim hoy b'mei rova. He was a king that was there, a Persian king, b'mei rova. That's why he wanted to call Shmuel like the king, as if to say, the same way we listen to the king, that's the way we listen to Shmuel. And he said, he didn't know pshat, but I'll tell you pshat. The pasuk says, who honor? It means he was the same one that was there before. So in other words, he was a psul. Tana Rabbonin, Asara Dvorim Yivro B'Yavar Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, V'Eluhayim. He had the price before. 10 things were created on Shabbos right before Shabbos. The Be'er, the Be'er Shomiriam, Ulmon, the Mon, the Klai Yisrael, the 40 years of the Midbar, the Keshes, the bow in the sky, Haksav, the how it's written, how it's read, the Yamichtav, the way it's written, the Yaluchais, Kivril Shemoshu, where Moshe was buried, Ulmor Shomer by Moshe, B'Shas Moshe saw Hashem's back. He was standing in the Mora, the Eliyo, the Mora Shel Eliyo, one of him, Psichos, P. Austin, Bilam's Austin spoke back to him, O Psichas Pioris, the Indian that the Oris will swallow up, Levloyas Rishoyim, Kerech Vyadosai, was also created Mamish Ben Ashmashas, Eres Shabbos. Vyeshem, some say, Af Makolish El Aaron, even the Makol that Aaron had, Shekdeho O Percheho, that Blasum also was created Eres Shabbos. Vyeshem, some say, Af Mazikim, Mazikim was also created Eres Shabbos. V'yeshayim, some say, Af Bigdosh L'Odom Rishon. Odom Rishon's clothing was also created on Erev Shabbos. Rashi, what was special about his clothing?